Third Millennium Ministries, what you just saw an introduction, is meeting the needs of pastors all over the world. There's something at the end of that video that I want to repeat. We believe that everyone has the right, every believer has the right,
like the rest of the Bible, the book of Revelation was inspired by God.
I think the Holy Spirit
superintended John's work so that everything he wrote was true and authoritative. As we'll see throughout these lessons, John was still an active thinking author, with the possible exception of the letters in chapters 2 and 3, John didn't receive dictation from Jesus. He was responsible for recalling his vision, for understanding it, and for presenting it in his own words.
And so what we do at Third Millennium,
the book of Revelation has fascinated both believers and unbelievers ever since it was written.
These are
but different interpreters understand the symbols and imagery of the book in very different ways.
They're done
the strange creatures, the cosmic battles, the plagues and judgments. Some interpreters find these images so confusing that they lose all hope of understanding this part of Scripture.
But
the truth is that much of this confusion stems from our unfamiliarity with the historical context of the book. So in order to learn how to interpret and apply Revelation rightly, it helps to understand something about its history.
We are being used in every country that's recognized by the United Nations.
With the possible exception of the letters in chapters 2 and 3, God revealed visions to John, not the actual words he was to write. Generally speaking, John wrote about his visions in his own words. So in this regard, the book of Revelation is a lot like the Gospel of John. First, John observed the events of Jesus' life. Later, he reported those events in his gospel in a way that was designed to meet the particular needs of his audience. In much the same way, John observed the visions he reported in the book of Revelation. Then he wrote his book as a true record of his experiences. And as we'll see in these lessons, John selected and arranged the material in the book of Revelation in ways that addressed the needs of his original audience.
To translate it into many other languages.
In Revelation chapter 17, John described a scarlet beast with seven heads and ten horns. And in verses 9 through 11, he said that the seven heads represented seven kings. Most interpreters agree that these seven kings were Roman emperors. Julius Caesar is sometimes counted as the first emperor of Rome. He was followed by Augustus, Tiberius, Caligula, Claudius, Nero, and Galba. In fact, in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, we find the detail that the sixth king of Rome was in power when John received his vision and wrote the book of Revelation. This reference has led many interpreters to conclude that John's apocalypse was written during the reign of Nero.
In Africa, almost every individual has a cell phone, even children. Did you know that? Almost every person in Africa. Now, if they have phones, then likely their phones can play a sound file, an audio file of a lesson from Third Mill. And then we make it available on the internet. We are broadcast on satellites. There's an app. There's an app for that. You know that phrase? There's an app for that. We have apps. Any way possible to get this material into the hands of pastors who desperately need training. It's amazing what's going on in the world today, though, because the gospel really is going forth and people are coming to know Christ. Amen? People are coming to know Christ all over. And especially in China, we know that many, many, many are coming to the Lord. So much so and so quickly that just in one church network alone, our president, Dr. Richard Pratt, went, I think, with Chen Biao to China in this conversation. One pastor alone that year needed to train 10,000 pastors in 1 year. That's just one group of churches. How are they going to do that? Can they send them to seminary? All 10,000 of them? No, it's very difficult to do that. What they need as a way to learn in their own homes, in small groups, in large groups, in established seminaries, however it can come together. But they need to be able to do it in their own terms, on their own time. That is briefly what we're doing. There's much more to be said. There's much more to see. I really do encourage you, if you have a computer, go to our website and look up and see our materials. You could go right now and start taking classes, just watching the videos, and learn theology of Paul, or learn Old Testament theology. You could do this. We do this all, so we create biblical education. Those are the classes. Biblical education for the world. We create it in five languages, partner with others. We offer it at every level of technology. Biblical education for the world for free. So everything that we create, we give away. So nobody has to come to us and pay for these lessons. You could go right now online and download them and start learning yourself. So we give a biblical education for the world for free. We cannot create it for free, and it's one of the reasons why I'm here today, to ask you to look at this and see if this is something that you would like to support in order to help your brothers and sisters in countries all over the world, your brothers and sisters at home in China or Taiwan or wherever you personally are from. You can help them by seeing that their pastors are trained with the gospel. Because in many areas of the world, sadly, they're making it up. They don't know the Bible as well as they could or they should, and so they are just kind of making it up as they go along. But we want them to have the solid tools that you and I love so much, the tools to understand the scripture and what Christ is saying to us. Would you like to have questions or? Okay. All right. I was translated in the sermon. I'm not translated now, so I don't know if how much translation that's needed. But are there any questions? Any questions that you would like me to answer about the ministry? Yes. Thank you. That is an excellent question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. So her question, if you didn't hear it, is there a certificate? Is there a degree or anything like that's associated? We do not give certificates or degrees. We're just curriculum. So we're creating the material, and we're just giving it away for people to use. That being said, there are seminaries in the world that are using our materials, including there's a seminary in the United States in Birmingham, Alabama, that is offering right now a one-year certificate for people who take the program, go through all the classes, complete it, take objective exams of the material. And once they complete that 1 year's worth of curriculum, then they will get a certificate from Birmingham Theological Seminary. I say certificate to clarify. We are in the process of creating a two-year program, and we are about 1 year and a half, almost. So a little bit more to go to complete, but thank you. Yeah, I don't know about that as much. The CTS, is that the online? Oh, the okay. So do they know CTS? CETS. Here's the president. Yes. Yeah. Excellent. So it's a combination of third mill material and other materials, correct? Yes, okay. Okay. Oh, how much does it cost at Birmingham? Nothing. It costs students nothing. And that program has been in existence for about 2 years now. There are over 1,000 students online in the program right now completing their certificate, all from overseas. All from overseas and all getting their certificate for free. Thank you. The Birmingham program is in English, and CETS is in Chinese. It's in Mandarin. Mm-hmm. And Spanish, because our Spanish is almost done. Any other questions? Well, it is a blessing to be with you today. Thank you. Thank you for hearing from the Word. Thank you for hearing a little bit about Third Millennium. If you have any other questions, feel free to contact me, Pastor Biao, or my brother here at CETS, and we would love to share with you more about the ministry. Thank you.
Father, we thank you so much. We thank you have this great ministry, the Third Millennium, to produce the high quality theological education curriculum. Lord, through the past few years, this material has blessed many churches and many individuals in the world, including our own ministry, the Covenant Evangelical Theological Seminary. Lord, we ask you continually to bless their ministry and bless their work, and use their work to train each of the individuals, of the Christians, and to teach the church leaders. And build your church on your solid foundation of your truth and expanding your kingdom to prepare ourselves for your glorious return. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this ministry. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.